Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. In addition to good humor or wit and friendliness, which are two social virtues that Aristotle talks about and discusses in the Nicomachean Ethics, and also to a lesser extent in the Eudaimonian Ethics, there's another one that he says governs social interactions between human beings. And he thinks that this is something important for a person to possess. This is a very interesting and almost unique contribution on his part to virtue ethics, at least up until his time. Afterwards, it becomes something much discussed. And that is being truthful. Not truthful in just any sense whatsoever, say in business dealings. That would actually fall under justice, Aristotle says. So some of honesty or truthfulness is a matter of other virtues. That courage might be required. Well, we've seen that in friendliness, that involves telling the truth to friends as well, telling them that the activities that they're engaged in, if they're harmful or shameful, are actually such and that they shouldn't be doing so. Now this has to do with truth about one's own self, conveyed in acts and in speeches, in one's way of life, in one's relationships. And as with all the other virtues and vices, it's possible to go too far. It's possible to be lacking. The excess, in this case, is boastfulness or being a braggart. These days, we would call it inflating your qualities. There was a very interesting discussion a while ago in which I participated a bit about whether one should be a self-promoter or not. And I'll touch on that at the end. A lot of times we think of people being self-promoting as falling over here. On the other side of vice or deficiency, we have those who engage in self-deprecation. The Greek word for that is actually irony. So Socrates is a representative of the ironic attitude towards things. And now, irony can mean something more, where you're saying something, you're trying to lead the interlocutor to realize something about themselves. You know, for example, when he says to many of his interlocutors, well, you know, you obviously know all about that. Could you enlighten me? But there's also a bit of putting the self down involved in that. Well, I don't really know anything, so why don't you enlighten me? At least in Socrates' part, it's kind of a pretense in many cases. And many people felt that he was not giving them the straight story. And they would say, well, you know, come out and actually say what you mean. And Socrates preferred to, you know, engage in this question and dialogue and stuff like that. Aristotle says that a lot of people who do that are actually doing something that's vicious. He thinks that this vice is not as bad as this vice, and that actually the virtue is going to steer over this way. Oftentimes we look at people like this and we say that, well, they're being humble, they're fitting in well with other people by not pushing their own qualities, their own achievements, by not making a big show of themselves. People like this are a bit easier to get along with than people like this. Although this could go too far if you think, Aristotle doesn't talk about this so much, but this is a very common problem in our society. People who can't take a compliment, who don't know what to do with a compliment, who get all flustered and then have to deny what they're being complimented about. That's a problem. You know, not being able to take criticism is one problem. Not being able to take praise is another problem. And that would fall over here. By the way, people over here are going to be very bad about taking criticism. So, here's what's really interesting. Aristotle says that the truthful person is a lover of truth, philalethea. They love truth. And that means loving something outside of oneself that puts the self into context. That's what allows the truthful person to actually be truthful about themselves. They prefer to be in the truth than to think false things about themselves. So when they do something wrong, or really not up to standards, they are okay, not with having done that, but with it being said that that's the case, with that being represented, they are able to take criticism because they actually do take criticism for what it means, the truth in it. It doesn't mean that they're gonna accept any sort of criticism. Off-base criticism, they're probably not going to accept that. This person over here is a lover of falsehood. They love a false, inflated image of themselves that they want to hold up in front of other people, and also for themselves. Aristotle says something really interesting. He says, "Those who boast for the sake of reputation pretend to possess such qualities as are praised and as admired. And those who do so for profit pretend to accomplishments that are useful to their fellows and can be counterfeited without detection. For instance," and this is where he says something really funny, "proficiency in prophecy." Anybody can claim to be a prophet or a fortune teller or a success guru or an internet guru or you, all sorts of unverifiable things. And then he says two other things, or philosophy or medicine. Medicine was kind of touch and go at that time. And Aristotle's speaking from experience. His dad was a doctor, and Aristotle knew a lot about the medical arts that were existing at that time and about the people who were claiming to have skill and the people who actually did have it. But he also says that about philosophy. Isn't that funny that there's quite a few people who are braggarts about philosophy, and they do so precisely because it's kind of hard to tell who really is good and who isn't good, who has the quality. So the lover of truth locates themselves in truth. The lover of falsehood actually prefers something else. What does the person who's self-deprecating prefer? They may prefer to be unbothered by other people. There are some cultures in which it's very smart to not make a big deal out of yourself. Some societies, the outside of your house, you won't really keep it up very well, but the inside will be very beautiful because you don't want people from the outside thinking that you're rich or well off, because they might rob you or try to tax you, or things like that. There's things like that that happen in organizations. You know that you're not going to be rewarded for actually displaying initiative or using talents that they haven't, you know, yet tapped. Don't show them off. That might actually be more prudence than being self-deprecating in that case. The self-deprecating person pretends not to have the qualities, the good qualities that they actually have, or they downplay them. They say, "Yeah, I know I scored a 99% on the exam, but I was lucky. Things worked out for me that day. I had enough time on my hands to really study, and I didn't have other exams going on, so it was easier for me than for other people." You see a lot of people doing this with their achievements. Aristotle seems to think that, no, if you are really sincere about yourself with other people, it is okay to, as we say, brag on yourself, but not bragging on yourself in a false sense. If you've actually done something good, you should, in fact, tell yourself, "I have done something good." If you have a track record of success, you should actually tell yourself that. On the other hand, if you don't have a track record of success in something, then don't pretend like you do. Over here, we have a person who pretends to have qualities and achievements that they don't possess or that are lesser, and it's interesting to see people will oftentimes take a lesser achievement and then blow it up into a bigger achievement. So here's where we get to something really interesting to think about. And this is very timely right now. We're in a very tough economy. Every time I apply for a job, there's 500 applicants, at least, for that position. Unless it's some very, very, you know, low-grade thing that almost nobody would want, but we're all scrabbling anyway. And do you inflate your accomplishments in your cover letter? Do you make implicit promises about what you can do and what you can't do? Do you puff up your contacts and say that you know people who you really don't know, but they're acquaintances of yours? These are the sorts of things that happen in cover letters, in resumes, in interviews. There's an awful lot of that going on. Once you have a job, how do you rightly call your achievements, what you've accomplished, the hard work that you've put in, the skills that you've developed, how do you rightly call them to the attention of your superiors, your co-workers? Do you compete for Teacher of the Year Award or Employee of the Month? Do you ask for the promotion? This is all a matter of virtues and vices. The truthful person, the person who's really truthful about themselves, the one thing they have going for them is the fact that they actually remain within the bounds of truth. So it's always easier to tell the truth than to stick with a lie over the long haul, unless you're in a terrible society, you know, which is just based on lies. Because the truth actually does conform to something real. And sooner or later, if you're lying about yourself, somebody's probably going to come along and show you up. So we have different reasons why we do this. This person is fundamentally motivated by an appreciation for truth. They think that truth is, in a certain sense, more encompassing, more important than their own self-image. For these other people, something else is more important. And when you place something else higher on the scale than truth, you're really towing a dangerous line. And now Aristotle doesn't develop this as far as he could. The passages are fairly short where he's discussing this. But this is a very rich topic that could be explored in much greater detail.
Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/Sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.